Welcome to Art Talk Live. I'm your host, Julia Noyes, from the Noyes Art Gallery. I'm interviewing artists for your listening pleasure. Haven't you ever wondered why artists do what they do or what inspires them? So here we are, live, to give you the inside scoop.
That's why I really encourage people. I know one of your questions was about teaching. One of the things that I have done in the last few years, thanks to you, because you got me started on teaching the little workshops.
Oh, yes, yes.
I've gone on and taught several of those. In fact, I did one just last night, another one. And basically what I'm doing in these workshops is I'm giving people that creative rush experience, because what they're doing is that process of starting with materials that they're not familiar with, playing with them, and then having something come together in their mind that they really didn't expect. And then that aha moment that they get is so cool to watch, because I get a lot of people in my workshops that say, I don't have a bone in my body. I can't do anything. You do. Mm-hmm. You had it as a child, mm-hmm. before somebody or yourself told you that you didn't have it. So I think that creative rush is something that everybody needs to experience more.
Indeed.
Of.
Indeed.
Yes. Yeah.
That, through my experience teaching here in Lincoln Public Schools, we always called that the creative process, what you've just
yes.
described.
Yes.
And that creative rush, I like the word for that. We just called it brainstorming, or, you know, where you just, you get such an idea,
and
you can't stop. You're obsessively
right.
thinking
yes.
about it. And sometimes through that creative process, you can hit a lull, like,
oh, you will.
Oh, it's not, that's not it.
You will.
And that time period is what I always called kind of an incubation. It was put it in the back of your mind for
right.
a while.
Right.
Let it sit. Put it over in the corner. Put all your pieces over there and come back to them later. And that, I think, is the phase where a lot of people drop and they say, I can't do it. And so
that's
I think it's a misunderstanding of that mind rush that you're talking about, because I suppose we might explode if we keep going. I don't know.
You won't explode.
My creative rush for my last series of paintings took 2 years. And like you said, it's a little bite. It's kind of like a buffet. You're just taking little bits of everything, and then you find the perfect combination mm-hmm. that comes together.
And you
that's
know
where
it.
That rush really takes
yes,
off.
Yes, you know it. You also know it when it's wrong.
Yeah.
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 That's a really interesting revelation
yes.
as an artist, is you know when something doesn't work.
And getting past that
right.
is
yes.
that will, that desire, I can make this work, I can do it. And your problem-solving skills
yes.
are so important for that.
I usually have a couple of things, maybe three things going at once because of that. Because mm-hmm. you'll gather materials, and then you'll hit kind of a lull. I call it a snag.
Yeah.
Okay, I just can't find the next right piece.
Mm-hmm.
And the funny thing is, a lot of times it's right over there, right where I've looked 100 times. Mm-hmm. But my mind couldn't take that piece and get it fit right. I don't know why. But then 2 days later, it's like, oh, right there. That's what I need.
In front of me.
And mm-hmm. and that's just so interesting how our brains work.
Mm-hmm.
And children, well, I have to tell you, we have many grandchildren. And one of them, one of our granddaughters has spent several days with me mm-hmm. in our studio, in my studio. Even when she was young, she would come in and she'd want to make something. And she'd have one of her older cousins there who was a boy. And he is so afraid of the spark. Because sparks fly from everything you do. And he was so afraid of the spark that he literally had to stand on the other side over like three car lengths when any sparks were flying. I'm so afraid, Grandma. I'm so afraid.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas, you know, the little girl, she was just all about it. Well, as she's grown, I've taught her different things, different times, as I thought her skills were, you know, as she aged. She's not welded, but she can use all the other tools. You should see her with an anvil. Oh, my God. And, you know, I think an anvil, what kind of skill is that? You're using a hammer and you're beating it. But it is a skill to use an anvil. Last time she made she came in and she was making something for a charity auction. She was going to donate to this item to charity auction. I don't know what to do, Grandma. I said, well, let's look at some materials, start there, and then maybe an idea will come to you. And that's what we did. And we started out, and the next thing I know, she grabbed onto a thing that looked like a fish body, and she wanted to cut it like this, so she cut it, and she was off. She was on the run.
Nice.
And then how do we do this? Well, then what can I put here? So I pulled out drawers of little knobs and little fancy things, and you know, I just kept feeding her these things so that she didn't have to, you know, stop, and then she could look and had all kinds of choices, and she was on fire. She worked on that for about 4 hours. We did it one evening, and then she stayed overnight, and then she finished it in the morning.
Nice.
And we just went to the charity auction here last weekend, and that thing brought $100. So,
oh, wonderful.
Yeah, I was very proud of her.
And now she feels as if she's an artist.
Well, I hope so.
Yeah.
I think her first piece, you know,
yeah,
selling her first piece should be quite an accomplishment.
Right, right. Yeah. She is seeing that process.
And yeah.
You're mentoring. You have the inventory in your head, so it was probably easier for you to pull apart.
I really smoothed out the process for her.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
But
fabulous.
You know, everybody would benefit from experiencing that, and that's why I love to have these classes.
Yes.
Because it's just so fun to give people that experience.
Indeed.
And then they create a piece of art for their home that is unlike anything else.
Definitely. Nothing else, for sure. Well, that has been an amazing description of the creative process. That whole journey of that mindfulness, wait time, thinking through something and problem solving, applying your technical skills, making it come through to the end, and then wow, the pride of it's done and it's even better than I thought. Yeah, in the beginning. Nice, very nice.
And don't you think you can see that in art?
In any piece of art.
Yes.
Yeah, no matter what you're creating with. What changes is the skill set. Because a painter doesn't have to weld or problem solve how to put metal together.
No.
But they do have to problem solve how to use color or line or shape or texture, and which sculptors do too.
Yes.
But in a different medium. How do you make the paint do what you want it to do? Just like how do you make the metal do what you want?
I feel that if you fill your home with pieces of art that have that spark of joy in them, it will fill your home with a type of joy that you'll never get going to a furniture store and buying art.
Indeed.
Yeah. I go to a lot of estate sales because, again, I'm looking for materials. And, you know, we go to huge multi-million dollar homes that are having estate sales. And there's nothing sadder to me than a giant home that has, it feels dead. The occupants' items have no love in them.
Mm.
Whereas you can go to a smaller home and it's filled with items that you can see that the person just, maybe they collected something. they liked this artist, so they got several pieces. And that's another thing that I didn't know until I was an artist. I didn't know what the word patron meant.
Mm-hmm.
And that's a very interesting phenomenon. I have several patrons, and it's not something that I feel like I ever worked towards, but I'm very grateful for them. A patron is somebody who has multiple pieces of an artist's work. Mm-hmm. And I'm also a patron of several artists, because mm-hmm. once you buy an artist's work, mm-hmm. you tend to focus on them again, and you look at their new pieces that come out. And once an artist has hit whatever it is in your brain that says, oh, I have to buy that, they'll hit it again. Mm. And then they'll hit it again. For example, this fall, when I saw the horse here at this Noyes Gallery, I had had one of Jana's pieces before, a small horse.
Oh,
and yeah. I saw the big horse, and I just had to have it.
It's a connection.
So I bugged my husband until he bought it for my birthday.
Surprise!
Surprise! Yes.
Yeah, I heard about that little surprise somehow.
But, yeah. You know, it has pride of place now in my home. And, there's nothing like, there's nothing like this gallery, first of all.
Oh, yeah.
You know,
and Noyes Art Gallery.
I go, I don't travel that much, but when I go to galleries. Is there a gallery in this city? Let's stop.
Yes.
There's very few galleries like Noyes Art Gallery because of the variety that you have here. You have new artists which have a different feel to them, but very capable of sparking that joy, mm-hmm. because new artists have lots and lots of joy to give. Mm-hmm. And then you have more experienced artists who kind of bring more of a seasoned feel to their art, which I also love a lot. Mm-hmm. So,
mm-hmm. Well, you're referring to Noyes Art Gallery,
yes.
119 South Ninth Street. And yes, that's our hangout. You're joining us today from Noyes Art Gallery,
yes.
folks. And we would appreciate it if you would come into the gallery. We're open Tuesdays through Saturdays from 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. and then every first and third Friday until 8:30 or whenever people want to go home is kind of how it goes. Yeah. So we do have a lot of opportunities for you to come in, and as Terry was saying, about 125 artists are represented, and every person who is in this gallery and who wants to show in this gallery needs to have something unique to their work, whether it be a unique way of using materials or a unique style, a unique presence or message in their work. There are not two artists that are doing the same
thing. No, there's
kind
several metal artists here, and we're all different. Yes.
Yes. Yeah.
Totally.
Exactly. Yeah. And so you don't have a feel of competition by showing here.
Oh, no.
Because everything is unique. And I do want to go back to what you were saying about having patrons. And I did just recently do a seminar on patrons and valuing art, and you were really hitting on one of the big ideas that I have always thought about, how, you know, don't feel like you're going to connect to every single 125 artists in this gallery, but when you do, there is something very personal. That person is speaking to you, whatever it be, the color, the style, the size, you know, who knows what it is. And when you make that connection, you're valuing something different, something unique in that person and in their work. And so it is. It's a commitment almost to the artist.
Yes.
And it's very honorable for me as an artist to have someone feel like they are my patron.
Yeah.
That they want my work and they want more. Yes. And that very special connection is important. And I want to meet them. So I try to be here as much as I can.
Just makes you feel good.
It does. It does.
It makes
of
you
course.
Feel valued.
Valued.
And I think that's what it's really about. What.
Yeah. It's not monetary value.
No.
It is the value of a connection with another person. Yeah.
I think you're one of my patrons.
I am. And you were speaking of bird baths. And I was brainstorming while you were speaking of a bird bath. So, yeah, you do commissions because that has been a fabulous sculpture that I got to work with Terry on, and she is wonderful with commissions. She's a good listener. She loves the challenge of meeting someone else's needs.
And that's what a commission usually is a challenge, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Not only starting from your own brain, but you're starting from someone else's brain, too. So, well, what's happening next for you here at the gallery? Do you have any shows coming up or ways people can connect with you?
I haven't signed up yet for the Focus show this year, but I will get that done. The next thing I've got at the gallery here is a class coming up in June, but I do believe that it's overfilled. So that is what happens to the classes here is there's too few of us teaching them and too few weekends. Mm-hmm. So
we have a lot of patrons.
Yes, there's a lot of patrons. Yeah. So I don't do the art in the garden really because hauling my stuff is really heavy. Mm-hmm. Plus, that same weekend, there's a car event that my husband
dominates.
Has always gone to. So that's always been a conflict, but I do understand that that's a really great venue for people to come and connect. And,
second Saturday.
And everybody's there, September. And you can see it.
But, it's a great event. It is.
I'm also in a gallery store in Council Bluffs called The Furniture Girl. That's been a new endeavor for me this past year, and it's not a true gallery, and I think that's kind of why it's been okay, but not super great, but the exposure's been good, and so I think I'll continue on there. It's really close to home because I live not too far away from there, so things that are close to home are always good.
Indeed, indeed. Well, Terry is from the Omaha area.
Yes.
And you can reach her here at Noyes Art Gallery. Just call the gallery, 402-475-1061, and we can get your name and number to Terry, and she can get in contact with you. Because, as I said, if you have something in mind, she can do it. She can build it. She'll put it together. She'll listen to you and what you want. She'll visit with you and take all the time you need to decide and help you decide and understand and put it together for you. Yeah. Yep. So, well, thank you so much for joining us today, Terry. Did you have any parting words you wanted to put out there to the world?
Well, like I tell everybody at my class, comparison is the thief of joy.
Great ending. I appreciate that very much. Well, listen in to Art Talk Live once again on KZUM 89.3 FM or KZUM.org/Art Talk Live. This is Lynette Fast, and thank you for joining us today. Come back again.
This is Julia Noyes from the Noyes Art Gallery, and this has been Art Talk Live. I want to especially thank Lila Cho for her original violin composition that she did special for us. Tune in again. We'll be looking for you.